before the break, we were talking about clients and customization. Tell me a little bit more about what we were speaking about prior to.
Yeah, I was talking about your vision. And ideally, what you want to do is look at where do you want your company, what company do you want to have in 10 years? Everything, and really think about in every detail and aspect of that company that you can think of. And then think, and then what you do is then work backwards in time, or work backwards to the present time. So where does the company need to be in 8 years? Where does the company need to be in 5 years? Where does the company need to be in 3 years? Where does the company need to be in 1 year? And then split it in, where does the company need to be in 6 months? Where does the company need to be in 3 months? And then today. So today you are truly thinking about your company as where it should be in 10 years, and everything that you do is building towards that goal.
Huh. That sounds like something that I should have done myself. But I didn't do that. I just knew what I wanted to do. And, you know, it was so funny because I was telling someone when I first started the newspaper in 2002, I had just had a baby. It was sure. 2002, just had a baby, just had to deal with, you know, 9/11 and, you know, just going through all that because I'm a New Yorker. And that's how I actually started the newspaper, was because I was in New York, mm-hmm. you know, 4 days sure. prior to 9/11. And I just decided, I was working with someone and he wasn't doing the right things. I never had a newspaper before. I just said, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get myself an Apple. Never worked with an Apple before.
Right, right. Sure.
And I'm going to start a newspaper.
Right.
And then, shoot, 5 months later, I found out I was pregnant again. So right. I had two babies
okay.
and a new newspaper. When you're under that kind of stress, mm-hmm. imagine what it's like trying to find a solution to like tax issues and right. trying to figure out where you need to be. I'm actually lucky I'm still alive, because some of the things that came to me just came.
Right.
You know, some of the people who helped me, just it was just on a whim.
Right.
Or else I would probably not be here today to even speak sure. to you, which is what happens to most people.
Right.
Because they're not planning effectively. It seems to me like you have a really focused idea of how, you know, businesses should work. Is there a formula that you have in that head of yours?
It's not a formula. And interesting you say that people came to you. And they came to you because you had a dream. You had an idea of what you want to do, and all of a sudden things came into your life that came to that idea. So think about, if you think about your company in 10 years.
All right. And I could still, and we could still do that
right.
as, even if your business is 5 years old, you could still do that.
Yeah, you do. Well, if your business is 5 years old, you say, well, where does my company need to be 10 years from now?
Oh, okay.
And think about, and if you can envision your company, think about how many people will come to you sporadically to help you with that dream.
That's a very, very interesting place to be. And we're talking about tax solutions today, folks, but it seems like AJ has it all. You know, it's kind of like social tax, but, you know, I think that with numbers and social issues, when you put them together, it becomes reality for you.
Sure.
No matter what you do, like I said before, everybody has to pay taxes.
Right.
And you pay taxes all the time. Almost every day, if you eat out or buy coffee or do whatever, you have to pay taxes, unless
right.
you're eating just bread and milk every day. Because, But I don't think there's anyone who does that. With all of the issues going on today with tax problems and not, you know, businesses not being really focused on the books,
mm-hmm.
what would you say would be the number one advice? Would you tell people to go to someone? I mean, it seems like your business is kind of organic. It's kind of an organic piece together with, you know, different facets of, it seems different from a person who just does taxes, or that, I guess that's why it's called Tax Solutions, huh?
Right. It's... We definitely help people in other aspects than just taxes. But when you just talk about taxes themselves, and just kind of bring it back to taxes, it is good to have a good CPA or a good accountant looking at your tax situation. It's very easily for a business, and I'm helping one right now that owes $50,000 in payroll taxes. what are you going to do? You got, and there are some options with the IRS that we can work with, that, you know, work with that person and the IRS to set up some arrangement to pay those taxes back and keep them out of trouble going forward.
Now, that's very, very interesting. You know, we have to have you back because my brain is like going like crazy right now with all these questions that I have to ask you. But unfortunately, we're winding down our time.
Sure.
And my last question to you would be, if someone were looking for a business like you, what would I be looking for? Like yours, what would I be looking for?
If they're looking for a CPA or an accountant?
What would I be looking for? If I was looking for someone exactly like you, what should I be looking for as a business person?
My main thing would be, or the main thing I would be looking for is someone that you can tell they're looking out for your best interest.
And can you just give us your phone number or an email address so that if any of our listeners want to contact you, they can?
Sure, they can contact me at 517-714-4965. Or they can go to my website at www.algtaxsolutions.com.
This is Rena Risser. We are in the studio. Unfortunately, we have to bring this to a close. But AJ, thank you so much
no
for
problem.
Being with us today. And listeners, you have a great day.
Thank you.